Welcome everyone. Eric Perez, CEO, Queensland Seafood Industry Association. Thanks for joining us again for another in a series of our podcasts. Today I have on the line Keith Harris, President of the Association. How are you, Keith?
Not too bad, thanks, Eric.
Well, thanks for joining me today. The topic today is the news article that came out yesterday regarding what's happening in Victoria and in the Gippsland area regarding the 10 commercial net fishers that are going to be not asked if they want to leave the fishery, but to be forced out as part of an election promise the Andrews government has made down there as part of the election process. What are your thoughts on that, Keith?
Yeah, it's pretty mixed emotions, Eric, when it comes to any sort of closure for fishermen anywhere in the country. I just really worries me about the persecution that industry is copping right across, I guess, the nation in most cases, I guess. Yeah, even though it may be stated to be a compulsory buyout, the net free zone that I went through was more or less voluntary, but it has the same effect. So I just don't know why they want to persecute the industry for just doing their job, supplying seafood to people.
Yeah, one of the things that was interesting in this process is that they talk about giving back the seafood to the community by allowing recreational only take in that area. But you know as well as I do, and hopefully the listeners twinge to this, that once you make that area solely recreational, unless you're going fishing yourself, that seafood of whatever type that can be caught there is no longer available to the whole community, which is the whole point, I guess, around sharing the resource. I would assume, and I can get clarification on this in the next few days. I'm trying to tee up a podcast with someone from the Victorian commercial fishing sector around the issue that whether or not this is just an extension of that 1 million recreational fishers policy that the current Labor government down there is pushing as a way to promote more recreational fishing tourism in the state. It's not a good situation. On behalf of the association, I guess what would your words be to the fishermen that are going to go through this process?
Just before that, Eric, I'd like to say, they call it a resource reallocation. Basically, this is a resource reallocation from two sectors to one, two sectors being the commercial fishing industry and the public to the recreational or amateur sector. That's the sad part about it. They seem to forget that the public suffer as well. I'll just give you a bit of a heads up on about the net free zones in Rockhampton and the effect it's possibly had or has had, because I read with interest the other day an establishment on the coast near Rockhampton is going to have a Christmas lunch, and on their Christmas lunch they have seafood. Not that seafood, their fish species is smoked Atlantic salmon. So it doesn't seem quite Christmassy eating smoked Atlantic salmon. But I guess you are in the middle of a net-free zone, so what else would you expect, I suppose? As far as our comrades down there, that basically facing a very dismal future. I'm afraid I can't say anything really nice about being kicked out of your local area. It leaves a very sad taste in your mouth and a very, very lingering knot in my stomach that will probably never, ever go away. Because of the way it was done and just a total disregard for those people that have been pretty well evicted from, I guess you would call their native or natural fishing grounds that they probably were for most of, if not all of their life. So, I feel for these people for having been through it, not only myself but many others. I guess the persecution of commercial netting industry knows no borders. When it comes to this, so I don't know, very, very, very low regard for politicians at the moment, in my eyes.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that part of this net-free zones process that we went up through up here, there was very little consultation with industry, and from what I'm reading in these initial steps, that there was no consultation with industry. This has come out of the blue as a way to ensure the recreational vote in the coming election, and that was true of the former Minister Burns up here, who was not shy about saying that that was his platform and his agenda. The Victorian incumbent Premier also made the same statement that he wants it to be for recreational use, and I guess the underlying political benefit for him is drawing votes his way. The parallels are scarily similar with what's happening now in the Victorian situation with what we went through with the net-free zones. And just wanted to get your take on this inability for politicians to separate the political from fisheries management, because what it seems at the moment we have is not world's best practice fisheries management, because politicians seem to want to use this industry, I should say, as a means to secure votes. And the losers in this are, one, the multi-generational fishing families that get turfed out of an area, but it's also the fact that you're not being able to supply fish to local markets. And, yeah, so any thoughts around that from you, Keith?
My wish would be to get politics removed from any decision-making or management decisions in the commercial fishing industry. But I don't know if I'll live to see that day. It's such a great cash cow as far as votes go to those that are either in power or wish to be in power as to what they will sacrifice, and that is the commercial fishing industry, for just self-preservation or gain of themselves or their party, just to get the nose in the trough, I guess. That's the way I see it. And unfortunately, many requests I have made to people, you know, there are better ways to do this, but I just realistically cannot see that changing with the greed that is shown by some people to get into the political arena and also to stay there. It's a pretty disgraceful way to go about, I don't know, running a state or a country, I guess, but maybe that's how low some of these people have stooped.
Yeah, okay, Keith. Look, appreciate your time with this, and again, at least on behalf of the association, our thoughts are with the fishermen that are going to go through this in Victoria, and nobody wants this to happen, but it seems to be happening on too frequent a basis, and maybe it's time that some of our political leaders take a look at what they're doing to this industry and sort of asking themselves the question, do you want a viable commercial fishing industry into the future or don't you? And to have that conversation in a public forum, because the seafood that we catch is for the Australian, Queensland, Victoria, New South Wales communities around, you know, every state around the country that has commercial fisheries. Yes, we always cop the argument that a proportion of it gets exported, but not all of it does. A massive amount of our seafood is for domestic consumption alone, and that's under threat when you have politicians doing what the short-sighted politicians are doing in Victoria. So, again, thank you for your time, Keith, and we'll keep everyone posted on this in the next podcast. Thanks a lot, Keith.
Okay, thank you, Eric.